It's 10 minutes to 8 on Breakfast. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Michelle, this is a tragedy. It sounds, it looks as though we could be looking as many as 90 people or more dead from this capsized boat heading towards Christmas Island. Our political leaders have on all sides are calling it a tragedy too, which undoubtedly it is, but it will inevitably bring the issue of asylum seeker policy to the fore again, won't it?
Yes, I think it will. I think that, of course, in these early stages, the politicians will be cautious about scoring political points out of this, but undoubtedly there will be a recommencing of the blame game. Both sides of politics blame the other side for the impasse which exists in asylum seeker policy. Both sides believe that if we had offshore processing, then there would be a deterrent and you'd have fewer of these tragedies. And remember, this is just the latest in a line of them. But neither side will give way, will compromise to allow offshore processing. Of course, some people, the Greens in particular, do not believe in going down that route anyway. But certainly, I think we're in for another fairly ugly phase of the debate.
An ugly phase following such a tragic thing. Michelle, thanks very much. We'll talk to you after 8 in our Friday panel.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan, political editor with The Age newspaper. It's 9 minutes to 8.